You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. And this is Two Girls Playing Tunes One Last Time, and I'm Sam.
I'm Lauren.
Hello.
Hello again.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Tired, work to do, feeling under the weather.
You should come with the to the gym with me.
I gotta get this lab report done. I would if I did not have a lab report due tomorrow that I started yesterday. It's not hard work. You know, I hate, the worst is like when it's not like hard work, it's just tedious. Time consuming. Mm-hmm. It takes so much freaking time to do everything, and it's just like annoying.
Yeah.
But
we're sorry for our delay today.
Yeah.
We were held up a little bit. Not on our own accord. On the previous showtime.
I had to switch around some chairs.
Yeah.
You know.
The chairs. This room, if you've ever been in it, it just really is horrible. It's just very, the weather, the temperature change is just I don't want to say weather, but weather's not right.
Temperature. No, the weather in here is
very bad. Yeah. It just has a smell sometimes. Like, it's just.
There's just no circulation over here.
Yeah.
And, like, not like there's circulation in the room outside of here.
But just is dramatically cooler.
Yeah, it's just like, understand. I can't imagine how the rooms that don't get used over there, maybe they smell less because they don't get used. I don't even know what's in there. Equipment, right?
What?
Equipment's in the other two rooms, right?
Yeah, I think so. The spinning was canceled.
It was canceled? on whose,
silence.
On whose accord?
Who do you think?
Oh, yes. Not ours. Yikes.
Yeah, they canceled. They said they have a ritual that day. Even though all our paperwork is submitted already.
So this is just like.
So that means we're going to the casino!
Yikes, that's some tea.
That's the tea, sis. Yeah, sad. Sorry, this is kind of boring for people that aren't in Tri-Delta.
For me, it's tea. I kind of want to go, like, experience it, like.
Kind of, but at the same time, I'm like, I'm almost 22 years old, and I don't think myself in this setting.
Right, I don't think myself in that setting either, but it was just, like, would have been nice to go one, like, you know, just.
Once in our lives.
Just to.
Yeah.
See how it be. Well, we still have one more.
No.
I thought we do.
No.
Oh, that one's on.
That's been done so for a long time.
Really?
Yeah. They changed it to the D-hop thing. It's definitely not on the calendar.
Oh.
There is no spinning with delts also.
So it was canceled on Delta's behalf again?
Yes. They said that the financial burden of it is just too much, but they would like to participate in D-hop.
Oh, they would like to participate in D-hop. What does that mean?
Co-sponsor D-hop. And
like it was, they'll make pancakes?
I don't know, but it was agreed upon, and there's a written contract that was sent to Delts to sign to say that they are willing to contribute to make sure that the equal participation is there, because the Delta Donuts was lacking on their side.
Lacking on the Delt.
Yes.
Side.
Yeah. Shout out to Henry for being there, but it's not all.
No shout outs to anybody else.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh, that's the. Oh, man.
Well, okay, in the group chat, they said, spinning is officially canceled. Sorry, guys. Dasa goes, why?
Oh, it's the group chat?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, they just texted me as well. But, yeah. On that depressing note, let's put on a new song so we can come up with something better and entertaining to talk about.
That's so bummed. Story of Tri-Delta's life. I mean, really.
I know.
Just like, really cannot. Can't catch a break.
I know. I mean, it's just, you know, people just got to give us a chance. We're really not that bad.
You know, I was talking to, like, Patrick's, like, mom, because, you know, how she's invested in this, like, sorority stuff, and she loves hearing about it, like, when I tell her about it. And, like, she was like, it's like, we need just, like, a restart, but, like, we can't get a restart because our names is attached with everything. Mm-hmm. So it's like almost we have to, like, go on a hiatus for 4 years, get everybody that has graduated, like, you know, like, that has been in Tri-Delta, like, out, and mm-hmm. then Tri-Delta can come back after, on, like, the fifth year or something like that.
Maybe.
I don't know what else can be done.
I don't know, but I won't be here, so.
Somebody else is
good luck.
Good
Just
luck.
Vote for me for the Sarah Ida Shaw Award. I hope I win money, if I win.
Are you going to apply to be a CDC?
I was thinking about it, but no.
Why not?
I just don't think I could live a life like that. like the actual work I would enjoy, but living hopping in a dorm around for another year and like sleeping in people's beds and like
sleeping in people's beds is weird.
Always having them pick your meals and like take you places, like you have no autonomy over yourself. Like, I don't know, it just would be a lot. I've thought about it.
You don't do it like, but it's not like it's like a 24/7 kind of thing that you're constantly moving.
For 3 weeks of the month, you are.
So you, so 3 weeks.
Three weeks of the month, you're at colleges. 3 weeks of every month, roughly.
For a whole year.
Basically. I mean, less so in December because there's holidays.
Right.
But other schools start in January earlier, so like, you know.
Right, but CDCs come twice a year.
Yeah, I think so. To some schools. I don't know. I don't really know.
It's just interesting. I just would be curious like, to see how, they, like this purpose of the CDC is like, in the, like not like when it's not recruitment time or like, you know, something else or whatever. It would be interesting to see like why. Like,
I'm bothered. Sorry.
Is it on-air material or off-air material?
Henry is logging off because he's eating dinner with his roommate, which I think is nice. But if I was to give a shout-out to him, then you wouldn't even hear it. Rude.
No shout-outs.
No shout-outs. Weird. Anyway, right. Yeah, so I've thought about being in CDC. I just don't know if I'd love that. Like, staying in Sarah Johnson's room for a whole 10 days.
I would bring my own sheets.
Like, it's just a lot. Like,
bring my own mattress. It seems fun. Like, the job itself seems, like, enjoyable.
I think the job itself, like, I think it'd be fun. And I think it'd be interesting to meet different people. I don't know. I feel like I might apply, like, what's the harm? And then just kind of.
Didn't Ahina apply?
Yeah.
Is she the only one who applied last year?
I don't know. She applied, but also she, like, bragged about, like, getting a phone interview, but apparently everyone gets a phone interview. She just didn't know that.
Interesting.
Till now. That's what Haley told me. She was like, yeah, I'm pretty sure everyone got a phone interview, and it made me laugh.
but,
I don't know.
So, you would...
Do you think I'd be a good CDC?
Yeah, I think you have valuable knowledge to share.
That's an interesting way to say it. Okay.
No, like, I think you'd, like, you, there's, like, you have good, like, experience.
Yeah.
You know, to share.
Yeah, I've thought about it.
And, what does it say? Oh, does, like, do, like, the CDC, like, Haley was from a smaller chapter, so, like, do you go, you as a CDC go?
I don't think necessarily.
No, not necessarily.
No, I think that's just worked out for her.
Okay. Like, someone from, like, the University of, like, Alabama, where the chapter is, like...
Yeah, I don't...
Humongous.
Like, I don't know how
like,
they...
I feel like you can't relate, necessarily. Like, if you're over 100 people, like, you, it's harder to relate to, like, the chapters who are less than 100 people.
I could be wrong. I don't really know how they assign that. Like, she... Yeah. Like, for example, she went to West Virginia. Like, school in West Virginia. So...
She went to Vermont.
Or Vermont, sorry. She went to school in Vermont, and she's from Connecticut. So, obviously, she's going to have her chapter as a chapter she goes to, because that would be awkward.
Weird, yeah.
But I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
So, I've thought about it. I'm thinking of applying. Just, you know. It
doesn't hurt to...
Yeah, then weigh out my options, you know?
Sneak your app in there.
Yeah.
I wonder how much they get paid.
I don't think that much, though.
Yeah,
because you think about it, all your room and board, all your food and housing is paid for.
They pay for your flights to go.
Yeah, all of that is paid for. So I don't really know. Apparently, like, tracking your hours is interesting, but I don't know. It's definitely like a once in a lifetime experience, though.
Yeah,
like to just travel around and like meet unique, tons of different people and stuff like that.
Can you only apply after your like?
I think you could do it 2 years after as well. But most people only do it for a year. And that's probably all I'd want to do it for anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. My mom doesn't know if she thinks I would feel the most happy doing it. Just because it is a lot of travel. Like, I don't necessarily mind traveling, but more so just, like, you're potentially sleeping in dorms. And, like, okay, if I go to a nicer chapter and they have a bed for me, great. Yeah. Well, like, and some chapters put you up in hotels and stuff like that, depending on their school. It just obviously is really dependent, and, like, you're very dependent on others.
It used to not... But they used to not sleep in someone's bed, right? They used to like sleep.
Yeah, downstairs. They used to have a like, room.
They'd have their own room, like with. Like,
well, the goal is that the idea should be that they have a guest room. I think like they're supposed to have a room, but we don't have that, so they put them in the craft room, and they were like on the pullout couch.
Honestly, I would like that better than like being in someone.
Yeah,
else's
I think
room.
It's weird.
In my opinion, like I'd prefer being like.
It's just like my mom was even saying. She was like, "But you're like showering next to everybody. Like you're on the toilet next to everybody. Like you're still like you don't have your own space. You know."
Yeah,
that's like one thing I think about. I don't know. It's not like I'm not like completely off the table about it, but yeah, it's something I've thought about. Would you be a CDC?
I think I'd enjoy it in like I would enjoy the traveling and like it would be something fun to do. But I just don't think I have the knowledge to share that. Like,
but I think they would teach you that.
You think so?
Yeah.
So I thought like most like I would expect the CDCs that they choose to be like. People who have
presidents or VPs, like,
yeah,
and things
people
like that.
Who've held higher leadership positions.
See, I don't think that's always the case. Actually, I think you should apply. I don't think that's always the case. I think it's that, like Haley, for example, knows nothing about recruitment, and she's been assigned to all the people, all the recruitment times. When other CDCs just do check-ins kind of thing.
Yeah.
So she, this is, by the time she got to us, it was her third recruitment cycle. But just because she went to three other houses. Like, she was learning with us kind of thing. Right. If anything, it's like, you just need to read more into the bylaws and, like, the Tri-Delta policies. And, like, over the summer, she said in Texas, like, they do a whole training week kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I feel like it is possible that you just...
I wonder what like characteristics and qualities that they look for.
Yeah, maybe we'll play a song and we can do that. I could look that up for you and see what they have on LinkedIn, because they have like, or like different things that they're looking for qualifications.
Interesting. All right, yeah, play some tunes.
All right.
Speaking of the tunes. I picked like a very interesting mix. So it's called lo-fi music, and Patrick showed me this yesterday.
Okay.
Because we were doing work together, and it's
you and Patrick.
Yeah, we were doing work together.
Doing work together.
I know, it's crazy. And so it's basically like to relax. It's like, so basically this person has a stream. It's called Chilled Cow on YouTube, and they have a stream that goes on for like 24/7 nonstop. They stream music.
Okay.
That's like relaxing study music. Oh God, I just. Hit myself on the face with a microphone. It's like relaxing study music, and like it's been my favorite thing to play. There's no words to it. It's just like chill music.
Interesting.
So we'll see how you guys like it. I just picked a few. I haven't listened to these. I don't know if I've listened to these or not, but like I just picked a random few. So
okay, let's just try it out.
Thank you.
We're back.
Back again. Oh, that's cute.
That was January by Kokoro.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, I didn't love that.
But, like, it's music just to, like, it's, to me, it's, like, not music that I'd, like, it's just, like, background music kind of thing.
I guess, and but we're not playing background, we're on a radio show, okay. Lauren.
Well, some people enjoy it, so.
That's fair.
And then they also have an even slower, chiller playlist mix.
I am too on a...
That's, like, for sleeping. Like, to put you to sleep, like, a playlist type of thing. But, you know, even better than that, like, the... So, like, on the YouTube channel, there's, It's like a GIF that's, like, constantly playing of, like, this girl, like, writing in her notebook. And, like, there's a window and there's a little cat at the window. And it's, like, swinging its tail back and forth. And the window's open and it changes the outside changes based on, like, the time of day it is.
Hmm.
Like, when you're listening to it.
Weird.
So, like, right now it'll be dark because it's night outside. But, like, I was listening to it at like, 3:00 today and it was, like, the window was, like, light. Like, there was light outside.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Henry said it sounded like background music.
It's background music.
He's on the same page with me here.
Oh, he doesn't like it?
I don't honestly know. He said, it wasn't that he said he didn't like it. It's just odd for a radio show.
All right, well, there's odder music that's been on this radio station before.
Fair. I can't think of something off the top of my head, but.
I'm sure there's people who play weird things.
Oh, you mean in general? Yeah, I think about our show. I was like, I don't think we're
I meant in general.
That crazy.
I'm like, really? I know some weird things I can play. Or like Kelly's music taste. Oh my god, that was horrifying.
Oh my god, I touched the thing again.
Yeah. Ew. You should sanitize this.
We should spray them somehow.
I wouldn't like that, but.
So Patrick, I heard, is very busy today.
No, he's a busy bee.
He told me he's very stressed today.
I know. Tuesdays are normally his busier days.
Aren't?
Are.
That's what I said. He said, no, Wednesdays are.
Oh, I guess Tuesdays were. Well, I guess Wednesday. Well, not busy because he doesn't go to practice today, but, like, he's still doing stuff until 8 o'clock at night. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I think he just put up, just busy with the lab report kind of thing. And then he's going, his friend's taking him out to Oak, which I said. So I'm like, well, and they're going at 9 o'clock at night because that's when practice gets out.
How much on your lab report is done?
Mine?
Yeah.
I'd say, like, 75%.
Oh my god, come on. You can come to the gym with me for like 30
minutes. No, heck no. Heck yeah. No. First off, I'm not dressed for the gym. It means I have to go back to the house and get you. Like, that's like, oh, that's too much work. It's far too much work.
But, yeah. I'm excited to go to the casino now then. My mom said you have to be really strict with my budget.
Okay, let's only... We only take the money that we're going to spend.
Okay.
Like, we don't take any cards.
Okay.
We just take cash.
That concerns me, but okay.
Why?
I get nervous.
Cash. Always carry cash.
I know.
Patrick always makes fun of me because I always carry cash.
I don't think it's a bad thing to always carry cash. I just run out of the cash really fast because I'm like, oh, it's like free money. Like, I don't see it on my account, but like, it's going down. So I use my cash.
That's a good thing for the gambling because, like.
Well, yeah, for the gambling part.
You know?
Yeah.
Can we get it? Are we able to get a drink?
Yeah. What do you mean? It's just dropping. Just dropping you off. It's just basically like, bye, have fun. See you at 10:30 or 10 o'clock. Yeah. Exciting stuff. Do you have a public service announcement, Lauren?
Oh, let's see what this is. I don't know where all the public service. I think the binder's over there is filled with stuff.
It's 10:25, but I feel like, you know. What are you doing for fall break, Lauren?
Unsure, really. Oh. I don't think it's been decided yet. Potentially Patrick's coming with us. That's also undecided if Patrick's coming or not, because then that changes what we could potentially do.
Mm-hmm.
So, honestly, I totally have no idea. Are you doing anything in particular?
I'm going to Henry's on Friday because it's his birthday tomorrow. Happy Woo! Birthday, 22, you know.
Oh, now that he's listening, you gave him the shot.
But yeah, so I'm going for his birthday, and then Anna and Kurt invited us to go to like a comedy club thing with them on Saturday night.
That's cool.
So then I'll come home Sunday, then spend the day with my grandma, and then kind of hang around and do my work.
Patrick's been to a comedy club in New York City.
Oh, really?
Oh, he had a grand old time. Let me tell you.
What does that mean?
He just him and Ian had a lot of fun.
Wow.
They were toasted.
Got it.
Because it was a 2-drink minimum, right? And you could get like soda or something like that.
Oh, okay.
But you
okay.
had to buy 2 drinks.
Okay.
Alcoholic or non-alcoholic. They chose alcoholic.
Okay.
I think they got like mocha mudslides or something like that. But then they had gone to a barcade before that.
Oh, what is that?
Like a bar, like an arcade.
Okay.
That's connected to a bar. A barcade. So kind of like, it's kind of like a Dave and Buster's kind of a deal.
Mm-hmm.
You can drink and
got it.
So yeah, so they were having the time of their lives.
The time of their lives.
They said it was
fun. Jessica would like to has a favor to ask you.
To me?
Yes.
Alright.
She's not on the radio right now.
Alright, so I can say no.
Yes. She for some reason really, really, really wants to go to Loft Lehigh. Cause she actually enjoyed her time at Lehigh better than at Lafayette's experience. And if she takes a train here, could you go with me to pick her up? It'll be 20 minutes away.
From where?
The train station.
Oh, where's the train station?
I don't know.
Oh.
She said she did the map. It's like 25 minutes away from here.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, if I don't have anything to do, then
yeah,
like, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. She wants to come. So she was asking if you're willing to do that. I'm going to put us in a group chat. She's going to ask.
I mean, 20 minutes, 25 minutes, not that far away.
Oh, no. Henry said our show is cutting out.
Oh, that is.
The headphones on. I don't like wearing the headphones either.
I have germs.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit fuzzy. The I can hear static. Is that what he's saying? Is like a staticky kind of a thing?
Is it static?
Also, I feel like very breathy into the microphone. I don't know if I can hear myself or not. I feel like I can't. I don't know, you gotta listen to it. I can't hear myself talking because I just hear like the like
that loud.
Yeah, I hear the static, but then I also hear like the mic like picking up like the breathiness.
I definitely hear you.
Okay,
but I do hear the static. I also don't feel like I'm close enough to the microphone. Like when I sit back, that's Jessica in the group chat that I just made.
I was like, is this Hannah's iPad? Like,
oh, he said no, like the website.
Oh, strange.
Hmm.
My parents haven't said anything, so.
I don't know.
Maybe try refreshing.
Did you say hi?
Yeah. So, what was I saying? Oh, fall break. We're talking about fall
break. You have a public service announcement, Lauren?
Oh, it's the public
God.
Service. Sorry. We didn't do the fire one, right?
I feel like we have.
Okay, well, this is not... I'm only giving what I'm... I only get what you get. Home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families, but we can change that. The American Red Cross is working to reduce the number of fire deaths and injuries in community... That's not proper grammar. Working with volunteers, we are visiting homes to install smoke alarms, replace smoke alarm batteries, and help families develop an escape plan. We cannot do it without your help. Join the fire prevention campaign. Visit redcross.org to volunteer today.
Cool.
Yeah. Fire's no joke.
Okay. That's the end. Okay, so we'll play your next song, I guess. The problem is they're just so short as well.
All right, well, I can add more.
My sister has a playlist. I'll go to that. Oh, that's what I'll do. That's what I'll do. Hold on. This one. Oh.
Wait, finish playing my music.
Wait, but why aren't these, some of these available?
It could have been changed.
Okay. I'll play some of your music, but yours are only 1 minute long.
No, well, we can, we'll play it and then we can search so that people aren't waiting.
I'll just do this one. Okay. Here we go.
Good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna Let's do it. Let's do it. And do it. And do it. Let's live it up. And do it. And do it. And do it. And do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Do it. Here we come. Here we go. We gotta rock, 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 rock. Easy come. Easy go. Now we on top. Feel the shot. Body rock. Rock it. Don't stop.
About their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
We're back. Oh, we're back. The first song was I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas. The second one was Game Over by Velvic. And then the last one was Awake with Hans by Chief and Hans. Nice. Lauren's choices for the second two.
All right. I think that's obvious.
Also, I really thought that the crickets were in the song. And then when it stopped, I was like, why is it still playing?
That's Mother Nature.
Yeah, exciting stuff. I feel like there hasn't been any exciting things that have happened lately.
No, not much, really. I've been kind of just cruising along, doing what I gotta do. Garlic Fest was fun.
Jessica said it was obvious.
All right, thanks, Jess. You know, I just don't appreciate soft, soothing music. Yeah, I'm gonna play the sleep music next time.
Okay, I'll skip it.
Put us all to sleep.
Garlic Fest was fun. I had a good time. The food was good.
Mm-hmm. What was your favorite?
My favorite? I honestly really did like the English muffin, the garlic knot sandwich I had the day mm-hmm. after.
Okay, excluding the garlic knot sandwich.
Okay. I mean, the garlic knot just in general was good. I thought it was, but I think it was Bacon Fest.
That was.
Kelsey was saying to me that it was Bacon Fest that I really liked the garlic knot. Oh. They had a bacon one. It had bacon. Maybe it was Henry, but I thought Kelsey was saying it. That there was bacon bits on top and they used like bacon grease in it. And that's mm-hmm. what made it taste really good. So we'll have to have that at Bacon Fest. But yeah, so I thought that was good. The drink was good. The mojito.
That was pretty good.
Patrick was a big fan.
I know.
I thought the pretzel stick was. I mean, I thought everything was really good.
Mm-hmm.
What did you end up getting for dinner? I didn't love the avocado thing.
I liked it.
It was fine.
It was interesting.
Wouldn't have been my go-to, though.
But I didn't beginning. Oh, I just, like... Oh, after you left, I got, like, the pierogies.
Okay.
They're a flop. Not good pierogies.
Oh, sad.
Like, they were just very greasy, and, like... I don't know. They didn't feel like homemade pierogies.
You know what I would do right now, Lauren?
Mm.
I would go with you to, like, Key City and get french fries.
I would not.
That would be what I would do. That's what I'm craving now. Henry and I got french fries this weekend. What a flop.
He what?
We got french fries because I want a french fries. Flop.
Flop.
We're not good french fries.
Ooh, where'd you go?
We went to McDonald's because we didn't really know else to go. But still, I typically like a McDonald's french fry. But this was not very good. I didn't even finish them. I was like, ugh.
No. Yeah. They over... The McDonald's over here one time, like, horribly oversalted the fries. So it was like...
unbearable.
Like I could not. Like, I ate it because, like, I wanted to eat it, but, like, it was just, like, I was, like, not enjoying it. Like, why did I eat all that?
Fair.
What was I saying?
But, yeah, Garlic Fest was good. I thought it was fun. I was missing our little board, though, because I wanted to take the same photo we took freshman year, mm-hmm. but...
Oh, well.
Yeah, rude.
Maybe at Bacon Fest they'll have
the
little...
Garlic Fest people.
...board thing.
Yeah.
Or they'll
I thought
just...
it was fun.
I had the linguine and the pasta.
Oh yeah, wheel. How was it?
It was a little over garlicky.
I heard it was a lot. Like it was very thick.
It was very garlicky. And I've had pasta in the cheese wheel before.
Okay.
And I like it, but it's the garlic just like overpowered it. And most of the garlic was like on gross. I'm gonna disinfect my phone. Most of the garlic was like on the top of it, so like once you got past that first layer it was like better, but yeah, it was just a little over garliced in my opinion.
I also thought it was rude that the bacon people were there. They had to go.
I know.
This is Garlic Fest. You have your own fest.
I know.
This
know
is not your space.
Also, the apple cider donut guy was not there on Sunday.
Oh.
But there was a different person who had apple
Henry
cider donuts.
Henry said it was good.
There was a different person who was selling apple cider donuts, and they're pretty good as well. So I was looking for that guy, but like then I went to this guy, but this guy was also good too.
Oh, okay.
And it's from an actual bakery that was like that's like over in like Phillipsburg, I think.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. I like those kind of things, like food festival things.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish more people took card there, because like at the farmer's market they do take cards, so I think it's just like, and there was no ATMs, which I was very surprised at. I could not find anyone. Like, there was the banks, but I just mean like when I went to Bacon Fest, I think they had like two stands.
Maybe we just missed them.
No, they were like really obvious. Like porter potties, like kind of that, like but maybe it's because I don't know, is Garlic Fest less popular than Bacon Fest?
Yeah, I think so.
So that could be why, because I think it was at Bacon Fest that they had the ATM that I went to.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
Interesting.
Okay, we can play our next song. I feel like we're kind of boring today. We don't really have that much to say. Lauren feels a little blah today.
Yeah, I just feel blah. I'm like stressed about the work to do.
I feel very judged by my sister about my sweatshirt. She was like, you did not.
Does she also dislike the Vlog Squad?
No, she likes the Vlog Squad. Oh, she said, I just don't like them enough to buy them a sweatshirt. Buy a sweatshirt from them. She was like, I follow them all on Instagram, but I'm not going to go buy their sweatshirt. I'm like, okay, let me have my moment. Like,
jeez.
Rude. I don't judge her purchases.
Does she purchase
stupid stuff? Probably.
I mean, hey. I've seen you wear it multiple times. You're getting use out of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. It's not a waste. It's not a waste of money. It's not like a novelty item that's just sitting on my desk.
Exactly. It's not like my slime that I play with.
Well, you use it, don't you?
Yeah, play with it. But Patrick still thinks it's a waste of money.
I mean, based on what it seems like you actually spend on it, yes. I think you can get cheaper
options. Yeah, but I use it a lot, and it has good smells, and it's, like, soft.
Squishy. Poking her leg. Okay, we'll play the next song. The next song is Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie. Here we go.
I'm in the phone booth, it's the one across the hall. Say hello, cause they know I'm rocking the beat. I know you heard about a lot of great MCs, but they ain't got nothing on me. Because
Cause I'm 5'2", I wanna dance with you, and I'm sophisticated fun. I eat filet mignon and I'm nice and young. Best believe I'm number one.
Why don't stop? Everybody get on the floor. Two step. I love it when you want to step. Everything.
And that was The Sweet Escape by Gwen Stefani and Akon. Also before that, One Two Step by Sierra and Missy Elliott.
Do you know Missy Elliott lives in Kinawan, New Jersey?
I did not know that. Mm-hmm. Wow. It's like you're famous. Basically. So
she jogs around the track sometimes.
Oh, yeah, wow.
People have spotted her. Also famous celebs. Michael Vick used to live.
Don't know who that is.
He's not a very good guy. He abused animals. He's like a football player, but he like was known for like having dog fights. Like,
oh god.
He like hosted dog fights and stuff like that. And so people did not
like infamous.
Him. Well, yeah, but he's still famous, but like, and then someone else. I don't know, someone else that was on a TV show or something. I don't know.
Oh. Well, next week we won't have a show because fall break. We will be home.
True.
Just keep that in mind. Take that off your calendar if you're just waiting for us. Just got an off week next week. But otherwise, we hope everyone has a great Columbus Day.
Oh, is it Columbus Day?
Well, that's why we have fall break.
Really?
For Columbus Day.
Do we always have fall break?
Yes. For Columbus Day? Every single year. Henry's birthday is always around Columbus Day.
But like we have fall break because of Columbus Day,
every single year. It's that weekend, yeah.
Because like fall break, like it shifts up and down sometimes.
Because of Columbus Day.
Because of Columbus Day,
I think so.
I just interesting. Thought it like
I believe so. I thought so.
Huh.
I guess. Well,
Christopher Columbus is important, you know?
Yeah, so. Okay, we'll probably end here because I don't think we have much.
Yeah,
you have more to talk about?
No, not that much.
Hopefully
we'll have more energy now.
Jessica said they're changing it from Columbus Day to a different name. I don't know where she's getting her facts, but. Cite this, please.
Yeah. Come on, it's Christopher Columbus.
I need citations. He's a horrible person.
Yeah, I know, but, like, I mean, he sailed the seven seas, like,
well,
there's a lot of bad people that,
well, they don't have holidays about them.
I don't know, like, well, there's President's Day, and I'm sure there's been bad presidents.
Okay, that's because there's so many presidents' birthdays that are at the time, so it's, like, George Washington and, like, Lincoln and stuff.
Oh, it refers to, like, all the presidents, like.
I didn't think so.
I thought it's, like, it's just, like, they
It's President's Day weekend, because there's multiple presidents' birthdays during that week, I thought.
That's what I thought, too, but then I thought they made it, like, it's called President's Day now, like, because it's just, like, it's, like, to celebrate all the presidents. I don't know, maybe that's, like, totally wrong. I'm a push, like, okay. Dude, that's so embarrassing.
Definition of, it's the third Monday in February, observes as the legal holiday in most of the states of the U.S. in honor of the birthdays of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, so it's just those two.
Jessica sent me, the New York Times on April 28th said, Maine has replaced Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. A number of states and localities, they may have made this change as well. Columbus Day is Indigenous People Day.
Interesting,
Lauren says. Okay, well, nope. We'll just end it there. Just keep that factoid in your minds. Okay, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania, and this is Two Girls Playing Tunes one last time, and I'm Sam.
I'm Lauren.
And so watch me go to the gym now.
Watch me do my homework.
Okay, see you in 2 weeks.